그마크 카이크나오 히일라비 헬레파파로 히마이아 우망켈레 그마크 카이크나오 히일라비 헬레파파로 히마이아 우망켈레
아세 아세 비갈리나 파바이
Belle mai au i knui manu Havala au ne kun li vai pio
The beautiful white pio valley
Belle mai au i knui manu Havala au ne kun li vai pio Lenno vau helua amai Hau I vai o e no te tua tibi Ao lenno vau helua amai Hau I vai o e no te tua tibi
talks about that beautiful valley. He love it.
It's lunchtime and the Brooklyn Cafe is open for business. Live from the Amp Media Studios, Dawn and Freddie S. and their team are ready to serve up a huge portion of fun for lunch with friends and neighbors. So let's break open that lunch pail and unwrap that sandwich you brought and take a front row seat in the Brooklyn Cafe and get ready to enjoy some humor and hot topics. It's time to get a healthy serving of hope and happiness to help your day go by with a smile. Your host, Dawn and Freddie S., are ready to talk about food, health, dating, or just plain dream making. If you have a story to share, movie review, restaurant critique, or just a coincidental thing that happened to you, call in toll free 888-994-4995, Studio A right now. Sit back and enjoy your lunch break at the Brooklyn Cafe. Here are your hosts, Dawn and Freddie S. Perfect.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. And yes, we are in Hawaii. This is our window.
It's the closest I've ever gotten, so I'm pretty excited.
That boat is where Dawn's at, and I'm on land. So it looks like we're here in person.
I'm really excited. What a nice opening that is on this Wednesday hump day. Nothing like feeling like you're in Hawaii. We've got some tequila from El Bandido, Yankee tequila, and we've got Polynesian Proud Productions. And we have to thank Frank A. Ruffolo and Richard Sosa for bringing them forward. They were on the show last week on Artist Loft, and you and I were a little bit late coming back, but better late than never because, wow, Hoku is amazing. We got Derek joining us and Russell, who is the owner. We're going to chit-chat with him a little bit and have some more performances.
It's kind of cool because he played a little something-something that I like.
I know.
And, man, he's good. And she's unbelievable.
I know.
Yeah, I went to Hawaii for 17 days.
Wow.
And I did all the islands, all of them. I don't know how many there are, but I did all of them. And I had a fabulous time. I got to meet the singer on Cats. The lead singer was on there. And I didn't know them. You know, I showed up, I was with them, we hung out with them. They got married on stage and invited Michelle and I to the wedding, which was held in the theater, which is unbelievable. And she won the singing contest on the cruise.
Well, because she was in Cats.
Yeah, but only I knew that. Nobody else knew that. And I says, you know, that's not fair.
She Hoko has something to present to us before we get started on the show.
Absolutely.
Oh, my These goodness. Are so beautiful. I'm so many questions, so excited. Oh, thank you.
And then you always follow up with it.
Yes. Thank you.
It's, let me take this off.
Go.
Thank you very much.
Wow, these are beautiful.
Oh my God, these are real.
Shorty, look at this. They smell so good.
Shorty, look at this. Shorty, look at this.
Shorty, well, he's the only one else out here. This is amazing. They all come running out. Hoka, this is beautiful. Just grab that mic.
Now, you guys do
these?
I know. Everywhere you go, you hand out these flowers, these ribbons, these lace.
Yes. It's
really?
Well, not everywhere, but it's our part of our culture, how we show our love and aloha for people that we meet.
This is beautiful. We're very careful with what we allow Freddie to say, so he's going to call them flowers.
Anyway. Frank, what did I tell you, Frank? Didn't I tell
Frank,
you she's going to say that?
Frank's always getting in trouble. These are lovely. These are real. They smell amazing. Oh, my gosh.
Now, I wanted to ask the dance, the opening act that we did. Story behind the dance?
Yeah, so that dance was actually, it's called Hi'ilawe. It's on the Big Island of Hawaii, one of the biggest island in our Hawaiian chain. It's actually about a waterfall called Hi'ilawe, which is located in a valley called Waipio Valley on the island of Hawaii.
So there's a story about the island and the waterfall and the history and all that?
Yes, pretty much every dance that we do, it tells a story. And it has a history and meaning behind every hand motion, every foot motion that you see.
That's true, because when I was there, they take you on the beach and they teach you some of the dances. Not that I did it, because I was busy with the poi and other stuff.
Thank you.
But Michelle did it. And the way is fantastic because everything has a movement to it. And it's synchronized with the music. And he plays unbelievable. That's just unbelievable the way he plays.
How long have you been working? I guess let's talk to Russ. Russ, how did Polynesian Proud Productions even start? Because the funny thing is, I didn't know his name was Russ, because I was going by what Frank sent me as your last name.
Right, my last name is Galliano.
And but then you go by another name. With a
Talani.
Talani, right. Talani. So I'm going by Talani, and Frank says, you've got Russ coming, and I said, who? And he goes, you know the guy that's here? I said, Talani. He says, no, Russ. So by the time Frank and I got over that conversation of who's on first, and then and your story, how did this whole production, Polynesian Proud production, start?
Well, it actually started in the home. You know, growing up, my mother's from American Samoa, and, you know, we learned it and basically growing up, and then we relocated to Southern California, and from there, aunties and uncles, you know, was always sharing and teaching. And, you know, we did it not as a business, but just part of every day and part of family gatherings and such. And when I relocated here to South Florida, I teamed up. I was a performer and teamed up with some local companies and wanted to have a little more of a direction the way our culture was represented and presented. And that's how Polynesian Proud Productions was formed.
How many acts do you have?
Well, it all depends. For our company, what we do is we tailor to our show, to the occasion, to the audience base, thus making it a little more intimate, a little personalized. So it could range. Most of it's a journey. We transport guests as we immerse them in our heritage culture. Through the South Pacific, a little bit of everything. So,
can you imagine if we did a showcase with all of the amazing performers that we have in the studio.
I'm way ahead of you. And I even think down in Fort Lauderdale that's calling your name to do it, to put it in.
I don't know why I even just thought of that. But
why? Because it's not something that you see every day. It's not something that you're accustomed to seeing. And then you don't see it done well. You know, a lot of people, they try to mimic it, but this is their culture. This is what they grew up with.
Are you all from Hawaii?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm from Hawaii.
I'm from Hawaii as well.
Yes.
And Russell, you grew up in Hawaii or here?
No. Like I said, my mother's from American Samoa. And I was born and raised in South Florida, relocated to Southern California, and teamed up with an amazing company called TR Productions, which is led by Pete and Portia Sayanoa. And that's where I pretty much learned quite a bit from. And then when I came back to South Florida, that's kind of where I had my foundation.
And so, where are some of the places that the acts can be seen?
Well, you know, May is Asian American Pacific Islander Month, and so it's a celebration of our cultures. It's you know, a spotlight on the people of the South Pacific and Asia. And so actually on the 18th, we're at the Museum of Discovery and Science, and this is our 13th year. We have a celebration. Songs, dances, basically a little bit of everything from Asia and the South Pacific. And we do performances, moving storybooks. You know, we feature the islands of Hawaii, Tahiti, New Zealand, Samoa. Kind of a hands-on experience for the youth, for families to come out and enjoy.
Isn't that where Alana worked?
She used to, yes.
She used to work there. Okay. I was down there.
Why don't we take a commercial break when we come back? You guys have another performance for us?
Sure.
So exciting. Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine to move like that and always be so beautiful and graceful and amazing?
It's about walking in grace, right?
About doing it all in grace. So exciting. These smell incredible. I wish we all had smell-o-vision for you, because I've never had this many flowers around my neck ever. It smells so good, right?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. More to come on the other side of this break. You can follow us on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube for exclusive behind-the-scenes content of the Brooklyn Cafe Show. More to come. We'll be right back.
Do you have an idea for a show or a podcast? Do you want the opportunity to be on TV? Ant Media Productions is partnered with True Oldies Real Radio Station and powered by many online platforms such as Roku, Facebook, YouTube, and even Amazon Fire to help amplify your impact. Do you want your voice to reach a wide audience? Call us today at 866-224-5422.
Le Sorelle Restaurant, home of the authentic Italian tradition, offers a large menu that consists of seafood, steak, homemade pasta, brick oven pizza, and homemade desserts, including a wide wine selection. We also have the best bar in Boca Raton with delicious cocktails, homemade limoncello, cappuccino, Italian espresso, brandy, and other specialties. Open every day with a lunch and dinner menu. For more information or to make a reservation, contact lesorellrestaurant.com or call 561-235-5301.
Ant Media Productions is excited to announce our expansion into North Miami. With our experienced team of radio and TV professionals, we are dedicated to bringing North Miami the highest quality audio and visual production services. Whether you need radio or television commercials, podcasts, music videos, or audio and visual storytelling, we can provide the solutions to help you reach your goals. Our team is reliable, innovative, and creative, and we're ready to help you develop the perfect product. With our competitive rates and personalized service, you can trust that your project is in the best hands. Contact us today to get started on your project. 866-224-5422.
Looking for art to add to your collection? Well, look no further. Here at Ant Media Studios, we house tons of art, ranging from abstract paintings to realistic portraits. Come on in and find the art that fits your home. Any and all art is up for sale, so pick yours up today. Stop by at 2400 Northwest 2nd Avenue, Boca Raton, Florida, 33431. See you there!
Being a successful woman in business means having the courage to own who you are. We understand the challenges faced by women, and we are here to help. Our team is here to develop the best strategy designed just for you. Your path is unique, and with the right tools, you can accomplish your dream. From radio to TV, from podcasting to magazines, we create the visibility to amplify your impact in business. At New Dawn Media, we are here to help bring your message forward and help your business flourish. It is time for your message to be seen and your voice to be heard. Contact us at 866-224-5422 or brooklyncafe.tv. Your voice can make a difference.
Give me the mozzarella. Give me the mozzarella. Give me the mozzarella. Give me the mozzarella.
Pizza Rica. Tasty Richard Pizza at 2001 Northwest Boca Raton Boulevard or contact 561-86-863.
Give me the mozzarella. Give me the mozzarella. Give me the mozzarella. Give me the mozzarella.
Have you filed for disability benefits but were denied by the Social Security Administration? Or do you need to apply for benefits and are overwhelmed with paperwork? Are you between the ages of 50 to 63 and can no longer work because of an illness or injury? Thousands of hardworking Americans are in your situation. They file for disability benefits every month and are unnecessarily denied their much-needed benefit check. Call now for a no-obligation, free evaluation. We can help you nearly double your chances of approval and get your benefit checks faster. We understand the physical, emotional, and financial impact and will share our insider expertise. There is a time limit to apply. We're here to help you get your disability claim filed and paid as soon as possible. Please, time is limited. So, if you are between the ages of 50 to 63 and can no longer work because of an illness or injury, call right now and let us help you file your disability claim with the Social Security Administration.
You've been watching the Brooklyn Cafe Show. Join us each day and after hours as we talk about the hot topics to open the conversations and share a few laughs. Now, back to Dawn and Freddie S.
Ke ka e moa na nuila, nui ke aloha he ipo unei, me ke aloha lipoa.
Lovely hoku sticking down to the moana, to the ocean.
He ho ohen no ke ikea haku, ke ka e moa na nuila, nui ke aloha he ipo unei, me ke aloha lipoa.
There she gathers the thing that we call limo. In the hot sun, yeah, Camilla.
Heli poa I pai ke ohone, ke ohone hinu hinu la. Bele sala, mai mana puno ke ia. Ko i ka limu ko, ke ka ilu na e na motu la, o i a motu ua la e o, ondi a na wa i a nei.
ho u ho u ko i ka limu ko ke ka ilu na o na motu la o ia motu ua la ilu o ni e no wa i a nei ha ha i na mai ka pua na ha lihi po a me ka limu ko o pili o e me ka pae e Hana ne me ka lihi pālu Haha ina mai ka puana Ka lihi pāua me ka limu kōhu O pili o e me ka pae Hana ne me ka lihi pālu
Lovely hokulani. Ka unu vehi o ke kai.
I'm just amazed the way they do that, the way he sings and she dances and the movements. Oh my gosh. Absolutely. I've never been to Hawaii. The closest I've gotten was the Maikai in Fort Lauderdale.
Well, you drink enough of those and you'll be in Hawaii.
I heard the Maikai actually is now going to be preserved for as a historic landmark, which means that it cannot be taken down. It can only be renovated from within the walls of its current structure, which is why I think it's taking so long.
Really? It's an icon? And that means you can't even put a nail in the place.
That's what I heard.
It's a beautiful yoga.
I think that's the good and the bad. The good is it's going to be preserved. The bad is they can't really do
it. It'll take time.
They can't take down and build apartment buildings. Let's put it that way. So it's got to stay the way it is.
It was a wonderful place. I used to go there.
I think I met you there once or twice. How many drinks did we have?
It was about 20 years ago, Freddie. My memory doesn't go back that far.
So that is what I heard. It says now going to be a historical landmark in Fort Lauderdale. Mm. Is that what you heard the same thing, Russ?
Yes. We're pretty close to a lot of entertainers, performers there at the Maikai. And so they're actually renovating it from the inside to the outside. And it looks like they're scheduled to open, maybe even a soft opening around July, August, as I'm told.
And I'm sure you're going to be there.
Well, we always figure, you know, the Maikai is a special place. Our family has, you know, through the years, my aunties, my uncles, my niece, myself have been a part of the Maikai and the special place and magic they create there. And it's always been a hotbed since 1956 when it opened.
Wow.
And a lot of performers, Polynesian families and entertainers have gone through there. So
it's an incredible
looking forward to
place.
It.
Yeah. When we were kids growing up, it was my brother's favorite place. Of course it was, right? As I'm growing up, my brother's favorite place ever to go eat. So when they closed it, I'm glad to know that it's being renovated and it's not closing down, that it's actually going to be reopening.
And so great rum drinks.
Yes.
That's the Maikai.
Wow.
Great. Beautiful. I'm very happy to hear that. Yeah.
Incredible. All right, so explain to us, how long has it taken you to learn those dances? Has it been just something you grew up with?
For me, yes. I've been dancing since I was 4 years old, and I've never stopped still dancing.
So yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday. I've been pretty much dancing my entire life. So These are just a part of me, a part of my culture, and something that I love to do.
And this is something you hand down to your kids and their kids, and it's just part of the culture?
Mm-hmm. Like through the generations, yes.
That's amazing. It's funny because I look at my kids, they understand Spanish, but they don't speak it. And it's been in my family for generations too, but today's environment has changed that. And they don't want to speak Spanish for whatever reason. It depends on the day of the week. But in your culture, it continues to flourish, which is really good to see. It's always good to see.
I think old school cultures, you talk about your mom and your aunts all the time, and I'm looking and thinking of Russ talking about his aunties and everyone who have performed generations, and just immersion of culture. I think we've lost a lot of that here, of cultural immersion, unless our families keep it, because everyone's so busy running 25 different ways and three jobs and partridge in a pear tree. You need family traditions and cultures to keep it going.
I should have been born in Hawaii.
Why?
Because that's me. I like the way they do business. I like the way they are as a people. I went on my anniversary. I tell you the story. And there was a Bubba Rum? No, not a Bubba. Bubba Rum. A Bubba Licious? Whatever. Bubba Shrimp?
Yeah, Bubba. Bubba Gum. Yes.
Right on the water in one of the French islands. Trees. Do you know what I'm talking about?
It's no longer there.
Okay, but you know what I was talking about. When it was. So when I went there, the guy had just opened this thing. And the guy gives me the keys. Now, I'm off his ship. We're having a party with everybody from the ship on there and other people, and everybody's dancing on the tables. It's just like Coyote Wild. And the guy gives me the keys, and he says, I'll tell you what. I'll move your family here. You stay here with me, and we'll make this a go. And my ex-wife said no. Otherwise, I would be in Hawaii right now.
Otherwise, it'd still be open.
Otherwise, I'd still be there.
See, Derek, imagine meeting Freddie in Hawaii.
Right.
You know, the Bronx comes to Hawaii. I got to tell you. But the people there are just fantastic. The whole culture, everything with the beach and the things that they did, the parties, even at the hotels and the different islands that we went to, just as a people, was amazing. I mean, again, remember, I was from the Bronx, and here I am walking to this this culture. I'm like, wow.
That's really called the Aloha spirit.
There you go.
Yep, the Aloha.
And everyone is like that.
Mm-hmm. Everywhere you go, we're like friendly. We're always like, we wouldn't know each other walking in the street, and we're like, you smile at them, hey, how are you doing? And just start up a conversation. That's just who we are as a people, just smiling, talking to each other, welcoming. Always have that Aloha spirit in us.
So how's it been transitioning into South Florida?
It's been good. It reminds me a little bit of Hawaii. I mean, I've been here for, I want to say, over 10 years now. But it reminds me a little bit of back home. We have the beaches. It's hot here. It's sunny, the tropicalness, and the different cultures that we have here in South Florida.
Yeah, but Hawaii.
I mean, it is different, but it reminds me a little bit.
I remember they took me to Black Sand Beach. Now, I made a joke on the bus, because it wasn't on the tour. And I gave the driver, I'll give you $50 if you stop at Black Sand Beach. And I don't know how he got that bus there, but here we are. I still have the baggie of the sand that I brought over, because I could not believe there was actually a black sand.
On that island, the big island of Hawaii, there's also a green sand beach.
And there we go. Now I got to go back.
And on the island of Hawaii, it also snows on Mauna Kea, on the mountain. So you could go to the mountain in the snow, and then the same day, drive down to the beach and be at the beach in the same day, like during the winter.
You go ski and
you get
the
snow in Hawaii?
Yeah.
You go skiing and then you go to the
you
beach.
You go surfing.
Or the same day?
The same day.
Skiing and surfing.
Oh, and surfing with the big waves, right? Mm-hmm. Off of one of the islands as well. And when I went, there was a volcano. There was the lava was going into the ocean and it was expanding things. It was unbelievable. I got to tell you, the experience. And the tour guy was so nice. He said, "Nah, put away your money." And he took out some kind of drink that we drank on the beach. And we had the whole bus. It wasn't planned. It was just the way. And then the people that lived on the beach came over, and they started hanging out with her. I would still be there. It's unbelievable. And I love Florida, don't get me wrong, but Florida is not Hawaii. Not even South Beach. It is not.
Not even close.
It's not even close, man. I got to tell you. Hawaii is a place when you go, you tear up the ticket coming back because you don't want to come back.
True that. Russ, you must have amazing stories about the production company and where you've been and who you've worked with.
Oh, yes, most definitely. I mean, we're celebrating. This is our 26th year here in South Florida. And we've done everything from, you know, small backyard to a full luau production, corporate events. And, you know, we have the pleasure and honor to work with entertainers such as Brother Derek and Hoku, who have, you know, performed all over throughout Hawaii and on the biggest stages. And, you know, I'm privileged to be able to have them a part of Polynesian Proud, to feature them on stages for our clients. It's pretty amazing.
Well, we're so thrilled to have you here. And you were so gracious. And Frank and Rich are always so kind to us. In the commercial break, they said, "Don't you want to come on the cafe?" I'm thinking, of course we wanted to come on the cafe. Frank, how you showed us your birthday. Is that how you met them?
I met them before that. I met them, I've known Russ and his group a couple of years. I met them.
Yeah, I think it's been more than.
Maybe five, 6 years.
More than a few.
More than a few years, yeah.
Yeah, we met over at Brooks at the
Brooks.
North Beach Art Gallery.
North Beach Art Gallery has a has events in the summertime where they have, she displays artists and writers, and she has a little party on the outside, and Russ and his troop have been there more than once. That's where I met them.
Yeah, we've worked with Brooke. We're probably going on 15 plus years, just a way to showcase, kind of give back to the community and share aloha, you know, through the arts and their charity series. So.
Yeah, they even have fire dancers and everything else. So it's they put on quite a show. They're a bunch of good guys.
That's what's so great about Florida Arts Network is you bring all of the arts forward on your show. But not only on your show, you do amazing outreach for the community. You've got, I know, a fundraiser, an event, networking event in June. You've got your potluck picnic in July.
And we have another networking event in, we have two networking events in June and then a potluck in July.
Which is the first one in June and where?
It's on June 2nd. It's a Sunday night. Kind of rough night, but stop by. There's no charge. It's at Lombardi's Restaurant in Sunrise. It's on Oakland Park Boulevard, just west of Hyatt's Road. It's in a CVS shopping center there. There's going to be some reduced pricing on the bar and reduced pricing on the drinks, and it's free. Come on down. We're expecting about 50, 60 people.
Wow.
And that owner of that restaurant wants to eventually make that more of a networking event type of thing, and he's also hoping that he can have car shows there.
He has the room for the car show?
Right now, I think it's in the back. At the back of the restaurant, there's a whole bunch of parking, and then there's parking in the front. So we're going to check it out to see if there's a lot of room there, and then we'll go from there.
I think you know somebody, Frank.
I think I know somebody.
He does car shows. I guess that's part B, when they change their clothes and they're in the car show world.
I think we're going to have to organize, take some cameras down, maybe do a production with Frank down there, just to make it pop. I really want to do something at that theater. It already has a deposit. It's just sitting there doing nothing. And then do something on the side of that. Frank was nice enough. Him and Rachel were nice enough to take
Lombardi's is basically an Italian restaurant, but they have they want to expand it to more like a cafe, where they have a bar inside, and they want to make it more, not just, you know, a pizza place. So,
we'll create the cafe dance. She'll do the cafe dance.
Sounds good.
They can do anything.
And I know people, Denise Marsh was texting me. She wants to save up to come down to the event. But Denise, it's no charge. It's a free networking event.
That's right. You just got to Uber down. Well, Denise, I'll pick you up. I got no problem with that. And if you feel bad because she feels guilty, just Uber back home and I'll pick you up on one way.
And what else do you have going on? You've got June 2nd. And what's the next one?
I've got to see the exact date. I know it's on a Wednesday night. I think it's the 26th of June. We're going to have a networking event, again, no charge. And that's going to be at the rooftop in Pompano. Nice venue. So it's you order off the bar, enjoy the view, enjoy the ocean, and meet more of the FAN group. And then in the end of July, July 25th, I believe it is, we're going to have like a potluck picnic at Wellaby Park in Sunrise.
A lot of good stuff.
And there's no charge for that either, just, you know, bring your suntan oil and bring your food.
There you go.
That's a beautiful part.
It is. Frank, these are networking parties. Explain what that means.
To get it, what we've discovered in, especially down here in Florida, the industry down here, if you don't network and get to know people, you're not going to go anywhere. Sure. And basically what networking is, you just get out, you meet people. You'll meet people from different types of genres in the industry. You get your name out. You say hello. They match that. Then they match your name and your voice to a face, and everybody gets to know you. So basically, you're promoting yourself. It's basically to self promotion of what you are in the industry. And the more you do that, the more people will know. And in the back of their mind, they say, "Hey, you know, I saw this guy. Maybe I'll give him a call." So that's what networking does.
And it's interesting because we did a show today about pivoting. And what happens is when you go to these parties, these networking parties, for lack of a better word, you never know if you meet somebody that you can take your product and put it in front of a group of people, like the JC concert. All of a sudden, I'm getting approached by companies that would like to do a 10 or 15 minute spiel, and they bought tickets, like Morse Life. Congratulations to us on Morse Life doing what they're doing. And they just want to talk to the people and offer what they do for a service, and they're going to be there. We have the tequila people coming as well.
Well, think how we met the tequila lady. How crazy is that?
We met her at UPS.
At the UPS store. We were mailing products.
I opened the door for her. And she said, because she had a box. She says, that's a gentleman. And she started talking to us, and now they're joining forces with us for the
She was mailing product, and we were mailing product, and everyone was talking, and next thing you know, she's going to be the JC concert also.
And we're invited to do an interview on Tampa Radio on Monday, 8 o'clock in the morning, for the people that have our coffee over.
Millionaire Minute.
And the funny thing is, I've known Renee for years, and all of a sudden she has a radio people behind her, and they want to put in on ESPN for the sports guys because it's from the Tampa Stadium.
You know, if she wants to talk about her tequila, maybe you should have her contact. Maybe I can have her contact the restaurant. They have a bar. Maybe.
Oh, we're doing that.
Maybe the network event that she can do a little. You know.
Oh, you didn't get the memo. You know. That's already.
I'll talk to Tammy about that.
It works.
Yeah, okay. They have a full bar at Lombardi's.
Excuse me?
They have a full bar?
They have a full bar there, yeah.
All right.
You're going to meet her because Tammy is they're new to the South Florida region, and they want to go everywhere and anywhere, and that will be a welcoming conversation to have as well. But again, the Arts Network is, the Artist Loft is expanding in different dimensions, and proof is right in front of us.
More to come. All right, let's take a commercial break. More to come on the other side of this break. How about we share some JC music when we come back?
Okay.
More to come. We'll be right back.
Do you want the opportunity to have a TV show or podcast? Now, at Ant Media Productions, you can host your very own visual broadcast anywhere around the world. With our talented group of creators, we will provide you with show elements, board operations, and any on-screen visuals you'd like to showcase. All you must do is log on to your computer and communicate with your viewers. Contact Ant Media Productions at 866-224-5422 or email hello@amp2.tv to start your own show today.
Born in Marseille, France, Max Lazega creates whimsical and free-flowing interpretive art. His 40 years in the construction industry created the foundation for his craft. His unique work displays his view of the future with bold and playful combinations of materials and processes. But the methodology remains consistent. He fuses recycled materials and discarded building supplies into a fresh, well-executed approach. Lazega has lived in Miami, Florida most of his life, where he pursues his lifelong passion of creating industrial art. For more information, contact Max Lazega at artworkstudios.org or 786-326-8873.
Love the Brooklyn Cafe? Don't miss out on some of the latest merch we have available. Need a new shirt? The Brooklyn Cafe has you covered. We have a variety of shirts in all sizes, ranging from the classic cafe shirt to the highly coveted colorful hot dog shirt. Need something for cold weather? Why not grab one of our cafe hoodies? Or you can snuggle up with one of our soft silk touch fabric blankets. The Brooklyn Cafe has everything you need, from clothing about the show to our signature coffee blends and mugs. Get it while supplies last.
Do you suffer from neuropathy? Maybe you do, and you don't even know it. Do you have numbness, pain, burning, or tingling in your hands and feet? Muscle weakness, loss of balance, muscle twitching? Are you not sleeping? Does it feel like pins and needles in your hands and feet? Maybe you don't even have any feeling at all. These symptoms can make life unbearable, but there is help at the Lighthouse Medical Center. Call 754-222-6642 for a no-charge consultation and say goodbye to your neuropathy symptoms. That is 754-222-6642 or visit us online at lighthousemedicalcenter.com.
Do you have diabetes? If you have insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. With a CGM, you can continuously track your levels and trends, spend more time in range, significantly lower your A1C, and share important data with loved ones and caregivers. Most importantly, a CGM eliminates the one thing most people with diabetes hate: painful finger sticks. Take charge of your health. Order your new continuous glucose monitor today. If you use insulin and have seen your diabetes care provider within the last 6 months, you may qualify for a CGM today. We'll do all the insurance paperwork and deliver your new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost to you. Medicare and most insurances cover continuous glucose monitors, so don't wait. Have your insurance handy and call the CGM Health Hotline now.
Welcome to the chocolate spectrum, nestled in the heart of Jupiter, Florida, where every sweet indulgence tells a story of hope. Founded by Valerie Herskowitz for her son Blake, who is on the autism spectrum, the family-owned Artisan Chocolate Company has been spreading joy since 2013. Here, individuals with autism and other developmental disabilities are empowered with training and employment opportunities, which not only give them purpose, but also teach valuable skills. Support a greater cause with your exquisite treat by shopping in-store or online at shop.thechocolatespectrum.com, with shipping nationwide all year round, or call at 561-277-9886. The Chocolate Spectrum, where every bite makes a difference.
You've been watching the Brooklyn Cafe Show. Join us each day and after hours as we talk about the hot topics to open the conversations and share a few laughs. Now, back to Dawn and Freddie S.
Oh,
We're good.
We're good. And just like that, we've got a whole new backdrop. We don't often get to show this piece behind us, so I want to share it. Max Lazega created this amazing backdrop piece for us. It weighs, I don't know, about 100 pounds. So no. Getting it on 50?
No.
So getting it on the wall is a little bit heavy. So we have it here as a backdrop, and I thought how beautiful it is to share it on today's show.
We've only had it there for 2 years.
But all of this is done with repurposed nails and different electrical pieces, because Max is a retired engineer, and he's taken a lot of his expertise in electric and engineering and now put it forward in artwork. We've got some more of his pieces in the lobby.
I'm going to hang it on the wall somewhere.
We should.
The challenge is on.
We should, know. Because you know what? To keep this beautiful piece covered is silly.
I didn't do that. I never did that. But
you've all inspired us to uncover and be Polynesian proud. And as you take the tequila bottles. We have a lot of great conversations we have during commercial break to see what everybody does on their side hustle or their day job.
Hawaii. I never even knew that.
See that? I know. Interesting things with car shows, and Hoka's doing a lot of things, and Derek does all his handyman electrical. And electrical engineering. But then on the spare time, you get to have some fun and do music. All right, you guys have another one for us? Polynesian Proud Productions. Check it out.
This song is a little bit of a wana or a hapahale song. It's a little bit of English with some Hawaiian flair. A jazz. Shall we dance to the ipuheke? Shall we move to the beating of the drum? Exciting motion with spills of devotion to the swish and the swing of a hula onie. Shall we dance to the ukulele? Shall we move to the steel guitars? You be touched by enchantment of a kubuhula's dance. You be touched by elaka'e, elahula, hulonie. Shall we dance to the ipuheke? Shall we move to the beating of the drum? Exciting motions with spills of devotion, with the swish and the sway of a hula onie. Do you have a favorite to dance, Hoka? And Derek, you have a favorite song to play?
I have so many. I've been playing since 17 years old, so I'm 62 now, so it's 40 something years.
He plays everything.
He does. He was in warm-ups, he played one of my favorite songs. He does everything.
All right, what do you want? Request.
He knows what I like.
All right, here we go.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, and the dream that we dream of, once in a lullaby, high, ooh, somewhere
every dreamer, dreams really do come true. Someday you wish upon a star, wake up to where the clouds are far behind me, where trouble melts like lemon drops, high above the chimney top, that's where you'll find me, oh, somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue. The dreams that we dream of, dreams really do come true. Well, I see trees of green, red roses too. I watch them bloom for me and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Well, I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the brightness of day, dark sea light, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of a rainbow are pretty in the skies, are also on the faces, people passing by. I see friends shaking hands, singing, how do you do? They're only saying, I love you. I hear babies crying and I watch them grow. They learn much more than I would know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Someday wish upon a star, wake up to where the clouds are far behind me, where trouble melts like lemon drops, high above the chimney top, that's where you find me, oh, somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. And the dream that we dream of, dreams really do come true.
Requested song in the islands. The late brother Israel Kamaka Viva Ole, somewhere over the rainbow. Aloha.
Wow.
Okay, we sound just like her. I get it.
Wow, absolutely amazing.
And you should see the way she smiles and she's enjoying it. She enjoys everything that he's playing over there. It's really cool to watch. But thank you
for
popping that over. It's a treat, you know. We've been doing this long, 9 years we've been doing the show, and I think this is the first time we've ever had somebody actually play the music. And
absolutely amazing.
And it just gets better and better to learn it and to be part of it, which is kind of cool. So thank you.
Russell, what's it like for you to watch your dreams of putting this whole production house together and seeing it and seeing how people react and feel?
Well, it's an amazing feeling. I'm proud of our culture and you know what it represents. For me, it's always been something to celebrate my mom. You know, she's comes from this smallest little island in the South Pacific, American Samoa, and you know, it's I me and my mom, and you know, we did things, and you know, she's a seamstress and she sews and she makes all costumes and everything, and has always been part of that. And when we formed the company, it was basically to honor and pay tribute to my mom and that little place that she called home for so long. And to see performances, I've had the honor and pleasure to work with some amazing entertainers from Hawaii, Tahiti, New Zealand, Samoa, Kingdom of Tonga. And it's a feel good. It's a good feeling to see clients and see audiences, homesick Hawaiians, and everybody come out and enjoy, you know, that aloha and the culture, even the youth, you know, because it dives a little bit deeper into what they may really know, whether it's, you know, something on the big screen and small screen. This is real life. You know, the culture, we like to think of them as moving storybooks that, you know, tell the history, the legends, the customs and traditions of our people of Polynesia. So it's a great feeling.
Well, it is such an honor and a pleasure to have. Sitting here saying to Freddie, how do we do more? Can we get more of Derek singing and more of dancing and bigger and put it on all of our shows, right? We're always looking for music to open our shows with and good feel for the morning. There's so much negativity out there, right? But if we can embrace cultures and different things to bring forward on our platforms, what a gift that would be.
And it's a joy. It's a joyful.
What about platform on a Monday night? On a music night?
Whatever you
so
want.
So many things I want to do.
There's a lot of different things. It depends on what their availability is and what we could do to make it happen. But the bottom line is, like, it's the culture. It's what you bring forward. It's doing everything with a smile and just gives you a good feeling about sure. yourself and what's going on. You sort of forget all the craziness going on around you, especially when you're with positive people. I think Sally made a point of that today. You got to be around positive people to be positive and just stay away from the negative stuff. So
it's difficult, but it's well worth it.
It is.
Kind of takes you away. Awesome. All right. Saturday, Sunday, you're going to be at the Citadel? 2 to 4. We're going to see if maybe we can get down there. Do you have any other public shows that are open around that people can come out and see?
Yes. So, as you mentioned, the Citadel down in Miami Shores. We're rooftop. You can come in here. Brother Derek playing live Hawaiian music, Sweet Island Sounds. And then Saturday, you were speaking about the car shows. We are doing a benefit car show, Rushy Events, down at the 430 Boardroom Bar. And it's to benefit, it's fundraiser for Cody Pursuit and Keith Rods and Customs, that's his son. And it's a free event. Come on down and see these beautiful rides from the 20s, vintage classic cars, customs. And on the 18th, from 6 to 10 p.m., we will be down in Pembroke Pines at Baoshi with Temple Street Eatery and some of the restaurants there celebrating Asian American Pacific Islander Month with performances and live music. So those are some of the things that we have coming up.
A lot of great things. And Frankie, you've had an event. Are you doing Artist Loft tomorrow?
Yes, next week.
Next week, okay. More to come with that. Sally, you've got your show every Monday at 2:30.
Yep.
Call me Zena. So
yes,
she's going to be doing that. She brought Nigel back. So the dragons are back in the house.
Oh, jeez. Here we go.
I know. Here we go. We have
they
things
have
to
a
hang.
Lot of positive energy.
I think, you know, having you all here has just changed the energy, gets us ready for, I say summer. I know people are still in spring, but for us, it's going to be summer here this weekend. Let's hang this piece up and put Nigel up. And
he's thanking you, Dawn. Nigel.
Do you have a florist you use that makes these beautiful lace?
No, actually.
You made these?
Yes, actually I made those in the parking lot before I came in.
Can we have like a lay making show?
But sure, my mom is, you know, like I said, she makes our costumes and she's designs a lot of different things. But that's where I learned the craft from is growing up and seeing her
in the
make these beautiful, beautiful lays. My mom, you know, here in South Florida in the early 70s, if anybody remembers the Lake Small, she had a Hawaiian store, ladies' boutique. And so she would dress the windows and different things. But, Yeah, so what we like to do is at our shows, and I know you started this off with, does everyone get one of those? It's, you know, it's an immediate token of aloha that we like to share. And if anybody's ever been to Hawaii or the South Pacific, you know, it's not the plastic or the silk one, but we like to adorn them with a fresh flower lei and kind of just transport
here, in a parking lot.
Is your mom your mom's here in South Florida?
Yes, yes she is. Yes.
Oh, we gotta bring mom.
Can we bring mom in and do a lei making show?
Oh, we'd love to.
Yeah. That'd be so much fun.
It would be. We get
right?
Our mom, yeah.
Put out the table maybe for Mother's Day. Not on Sunday, but maybe early next week we can do it in honor of Mother's Day.
Why not? In the parking lot, I still can't.
We got to get mom in the AC though, so we'll set her up here with a table. Get mom out of the parking lot.
Yeah, and also, you know, May 1st is annual May Day Lei Day, celebrated in Hawaii, and it's a celebration of the Hawaiian lei and the aloha spirit. And you know, the lei is something that the Hawaiian people considered everything above the shoulder is very sacred, so they would adorn their kings and queens with wreaths of flowers. Made out of seeds, nuts, anything basically. They revered them very, you know, very high, and that's where the lei, you know, each island group is known for their particular style, color, and has deep meaning within the culture.
And the lei.
The lei, yeah.
So this is the Florida lei.
That's Florida flowers. I mean,
I
locally.
Try, Frank.
So on those leis, what you have is you have many carnations. And then you have daisies.
But this is really cool.
Yeah.
Now I gotta ask you, the three of you are dressed similar. Her dress is to kill. But that shirt, bro, where did you get the shirt? That shirt, you guys, those are unbelievable.
His mom must have made them.
Speaking of her outfit, her dress, her flowers, my mom made that and designed that.
That's a killer.
So
we got to bring mom in.
But it has you know, Polynesian motifs on it and design. Our shirt's the same. It has more a Samoan.
But she makes these or she gets these?
She makes them.
She makes them.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you, that shirt, that whole outfit, the three of you are steaming.
Maybe we can get mom to make us some costumes. Outfits.
You and I could match one day.
Can
you imagine doing shows like this on the road when we go on the road? Forget about it. You bring the house down. I mean, people don't do that. It's not a cultured thing. Everybody's out just moving around and throwing microphones around. But the dress up is part of the deal. I got to tell you, that shirt is smoking.
What size? What size are you?
Any size you got.
All right, we got to see if we can bring mom in next week.
Absolutely. I think it'll be kind of cool to bring her in and sort of highlight everything that they do. It's a whole lot of fun.
100%. Let's bring mom in and do this. All right, you got one more to take us out? Derek and Hoku? You guys got one more to close out the show?
Sure.
Awesome.
Enjoy.
Enjoy the Polynesian Proud Productions, everyone. Have a fabulous afternoon. Today at 3 p.m. to Faith Stories. Here you go.
Lili babu noya kaulanda ke ona ona oyale honi aku honi mai ikau moe leho ohenno ke ike aku milika ikapu ala ole haina ia mai anakapu anda palena le ke aloha no kulei
kaulanna keona ona hoyalei onnia ku onni mai ikamo Kapuala ole Haina ya mai Anna kapuana Kalena ole Kelo anoku ule Kelo anoku ule Kelo anoku ule
Well, that's about it for today. Even though the show's over, the Broken Cafe is always open for business. You're invited to join the fun every day from 12 to 2. If you missed some of the laughs from today, Dawn and Freddie S. will bring you more good cheer next time. You can follow the Brooklyn Cafe on Facebook at the Brooklyn Cafe TV to rewatch every minute of the show. We'll see you next time.